Walt Disney was fired from the newspaper he worked at, the Kansas Star, if I'm not mistaken, because his editor said that he lacked imagination and had no good ideas. Now, just imagine what your childhood would have been like if he had believed his editor. Hi, I'm Rosie, and this is A Space for Liberty, a podcast that serves multi-passionate and multi-hyphenate creatives by providing intellectual discourse and resources from a biblical, cultural, and societal point of view, all laced with my curious humor and funny anecdotes. Here, we will also explore the intersection between faith, art, and culture, and discuss birthing your God dream. It's often hard to start again after failure. I would even argue that it's slightly easier to start something new than something that you've done and failed at. Because you may feel like, isn't it insane to do something, the same thing, and expect a different result? And that's what causes fear. I remember when I was in school, which I have been a couple of times, but I'm referring to this last time when I was doing media strategies. I thought I was the creative. I thought I was creative. I didn't think I was the most creative person in the world, but I did think that I'm creative. And I found myself in a class with brilliant and extremely creative people. Each time we would have presentations in class, there'd be those who have amazing graphics and would blow everyone away. And for me, I felt my African-inspired art or my point of view was not enough, perhaps. And at the beginning, I had a slight falling out with one of my lecturers. It had nothing to do with classwork, just me trying to be Nelson Mandela or whatever. Anyway, each time I would present my work before the class, he would chop at it and cut it into small pieces. And I would feel so horrible and inadequate and unsure of myself after that. So slowly, I started shrinking and just not being as keen and just being whatever. After all, I'm not good at it, right? There's a lyric that goes something like, know when to roll them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away. Kenny Rogers fans, you can help. And I think I was ready to fold. As school came to a close, I wasn't planning on using the ideation and design skills that I had picked up. I decided I would focus on the other parts of the course for the future. But then I felt that nudge, that push that I've come to associate with the voice of God, prodding me to do something. And this time the something was write a book. I knew that I was always going to write a book at some point in my life. But I didn't think I would have any part of the creed, aside from just writing it, I didn't think I would be involved in the design or layout or any part of that. That would be the publishing company, right? Wrong. First of all, it was going to be a poetry book that I was going to lead with, which was like, okay, I must be imagining things. Is this really God? And it's also very hard to secure a book deal for a poetry book. And so, especially on the first try. So I remembered I had learned ideation, layouting, and other graphic design concepts in school. But the idea of venturing out and creating something to showcase publicly triggered me. It triggered those memories and those words that that draconian man said to me. I was happy playing it safe and just posting poetry on Instagram, on the stories, in the feed, and on Facebook, in places like that, quote-unquote safe spaces. But the nudges didn't stop. And as he often does, God even used people to come my way to tell me it was time. it was time for the poetry. Okay, I guess it wasn't time to fold. So I went ahead and started. It was very daunting, but I not only started, but I finished. I did it. I finished. And then it happened that not only was my family buying it, but it was people outside my family, people outside my friends, people outside my immediate acquaintances were now also buying it. Okay. And furthermore, I got feedback from people saying that the words touched them and blessed them, and they encouraged me to keep writing and sharing. This was really, really good for me. I didn't do it for the applause. I did it in obedience. I did it to be obedient to what I felt the Lord telling me to do. But the applause helped me see why I should be obedient. I'm not obedient so that people can clap for me, but I realized something. You never know what that thing that you're doing is. It's something that I had alluded to and even mentioned in the introduction of this podcast. Perhaps your thing, whatever that is, will hold a door open for another person to walk through. I was talking to one of my best buds who recently finished a creative venture of his own, and he was bubbling with joy, gratitude, excitement, all of those good things. And it reminded me of an incident in the Bible. Simon Peter, who was a skilled fisherman, or is it fish person? I don't know. Definitions are dicey these days. Anyway, he was a skilled fisherman, and he knew, like other fishermen, that the night is best for fishing. And then here comes this guy, the son of a carpenter, telling him to let his nets down during the day. And he tried to explain, I've been at it all night, there's been nothing. So this was just one of those days. But the son of the carpenter says to him, why don't you try again? And I'm sure Peter is looking at him like, don't you just know woodwork? But okay, maybe you make boats, but still, fine, I'll do it. And so, reluctantly, he agrees. And then he has quite the catch. His nets were almost breaking. It was that intense. And it made me wonder, if we could be more like the carpenter's son, encouraging others to take another shot instead of shooting them down, kind of like Walt Disney's editor or even that professor. And also for those of us who've been shot down once before, or even twice, or even thrice by life, and yet we still feel called to that thing, whatever it looks like, maybe it's time to try again. Love may have failed you, but maybe it's worth opening your heart to it again. The business may have gone under, and maybe it's time to start again. Wipe the dust off your tools and get to work. The world is waiting on you.
A Space for Liberty is a Mystique Creative production. This episode was written and produced by Rosie. Score music written and performed by the Dawn Sacks. All resources mentioned in the episode will be linked in the episode's show notes. If you like this episode, please leave a review wherever you listen.